Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Marko Škop. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm so happy to have you here because, like I said, I was telling you before the interview, I really loved Evanova, your previous film. And I was not disappointed with this one either. But for the benefit of our listeners who may not be familiar with it, would you maybe like to say a few words just to introduce it and tell us maybe a little bit about the story?
It's a story of a 40 years old man who has three children. And in order to provide for them, he is working in Germany. He is a Slovak Gastarbeiter, as Germans say. It means economical migrant. And when he is coming back home to Slovakia during Christmas time, he finds out that his eldest son, teenager, is involved in bullying of a classmate and that he is a member of the paramilitary group of youngsters. Mm. And the father starts to search for what's happening with his son, and he finds out what's going on in his community.
Yeah, the deeper he goes down the rabbit hole, the more he finds out about things. Paramilitary youth organizations, that's a really serious problem in a lot of parts of the world, but Slovakia as well, right?
There are paramilitary groups of youngsters in the whole world, and it's a fact that they exist in Slovakia. They are quite often also covered by media. So it's a phenomena which exists. And for me, it was quite important, but parallel storyline in the film. In the core of the film is the drama within the family.
Yes.
And the problem of the upbringing.
Right. Because I was thinking while I was watching this that there are elements in the movie itself that really recall Western movies. The man that goes out into the wilderness, so-called, you know, let's say Germany is the wilderness, comes back home and he finds himself in a John Wayne sort of a role, right?
Honestly, you're the first one who's mentioning genre with this film, although it has a little bit of thriller elements,
where
I was trying to create a tension in the film according to the development of the change of the main character.
Mm.
I wasn't thinking about Western at all, but thank you for your comment. I will think about it.
Yeah, no, it's not a genre movie, but it sneaks its way in there. What was interesting to me is that unlike a lot of the, say, class American Westerns, sometimes, you know, the father figure, the more he gets involved, sometimes the more he realizes his own flaws. Made me think, it's pretty hard to be a father. I don't know if that's a broad statement, but would you agree?
It is hard to be a father, and it's also hard to be a son.
Right.
Sigmund Freud, more than 100 years ago, introduced Oedip complex. And I believe it's really the basis of our psychological structure. Mm. I mean, the protest against parents, which has to deal child with, but also parent from the other side, too.
Mm. Is that something that is somewhat of a guideline for you, let's say, psychological and themes like that?
Yes, I like psychology, and I was trying to, when I was modeling the characters, to make them plastic and psychologically correctly motivated. So the main character experienced very cold upbringing when he was young. He's trying to do something else, but he's doing it in a wrong way.
Mm. Can you relate to that in your personal life?
No. My parents were quite nice, but every human being, every speaking being, deals at a certain moment with the crisis of the identity as a child, has to move on his or her own way, and it's always connected with the conflict with the parents.
Right. And how important is, let's say, a realist touch in bringing that to life in the cinema to you?
I have studied documentary filmmaking. At the beginning, I made two full-length documentaries for cinemas. I love documentary film. Mm. And the authenticity is crucial for me also in the filmmaking of fiction films. This is what I'm trying to do, that it's as authentic and as believable as possible.
And what does that mean when you're working with actors?
It's a long process. I really like to make actors rehearsals, which actors appreciate too, actually. So we are discussing a lot about the film, about every important scene, about the temperature of every scene. And while shooting, I'm trying all the theatrical elements, which sometimes they tend to make, I'm trying to erase them from their performance.
Oh, you are. So that doesn't sound easy, though, right? Is it easy?
It's all about the discussion. Mm. It's a creative process, and it's always possible.
You know, I was wondering, like, this movie really made me think. I guess that's probably your intention, right? To make people think about going back to the paramilitary youth organizations. Things like this have probably been around forever in one way or another. But it's kind of sad in a way to see, I mean, I this is my opinion, and I'm just going to throw it out there and see what you think. Does it have something to do with perhaps the fact that it's so difficult to promote alternatives to it? And my immediate thing to think about would be the arts or culture. We're having trouble encouraging younger people, even children, to really get passionate about something like arts, culture, or even history.
Children are building their identity or identities gradually. And here the crucial point make parents at the first place, but also the environment. When everybody around you loves some rock band, you are tended to love them too, because it's popular, it's modern, you want to be part of the bunch. Not many children have this authenticity to be an individual, to behave differently. It's not easy. So when you are growing in a small town, for example, where the paramilitary group and the authorities with them are popular, you do not want to be the outsider. You will join them.
So the fact that this film is set in a small village is very important.
Yes, but these groups are existing also in capital of Slovakia, in Bratislava. But, you know, when you are going to the school and your friends, which you adore or prefer to be with them, or you somehow see them as the authority, it's very easy that they catch you and that you join such a group. And it's any kind of the group.
Right.
If you are just by coincidence are entering a class and there are three basketball players, and you like them because they're nice guys, so you want to be in team with them.
I was an outsider, so I don't... Some of these things escape me, you know, but I think that's a disposition. What were you like as a child? Were you also like that?
Of course, I was trying to be a member of the groups or preferred groups of boys who were adored or liked. So I was easily influenced.
But it's so interesting to me because then you decided to become at first a documentary filmmaker. And do you find any links between the two things? I mean, this urge to document things around you and also how you were as a growing up.
It actually happened when I was 18 and 19, when I started also to read books by Carl Gustav Jung and psychology, that I came to the way that it's many times much better to be against.
Yeah.
Although there is a risk that the others will not like you, but it's my individual and free choice. This is also what the film is about. Yeah. And this is a not easy process, not an easy path, but it's very worthy, because when you succeed, when you believe in yourself, in the direction that you decide to go, sooner or later, it will bring the fruits for yourself.
The title of this film, Let There Be Light, and in the film itself, there are religious undertones, and religion is sort of a part of its narrative as well. How would you kind of describe, which I think we don't think we've talked about it yet, the importance of religion in this film?
Let There Be Light has this aspect of a very positive slogan, even ideological slogan. And for me, it creates also the contrast with quite a dark story which is happening in the film. So let there be light, but, you know, every light has its shade, has its opposite. This contrast attracted me on it. And this is probably the only No. And quite important role in the film plays a local priest. It's a fact that in Slovakia we have priests who are very nationalistic or nationalistically orientated. So it also has the connotation to this.
Right, so there's a link between religious institutions, let's say, and nationalist behaviors.
It's a minority of priests, but there are some, and also, you know, we can see them on YouTube, for example. Priests who are fans of the Slovak state, or so-called Slovak state, which was during the Second World War a puppet state of Nazi Germany.
Oh, yeah.
So they are like following this path, they are, you know, heritage of it.
It's true, yeah, there is a historical link, yeah. Okay, well, we have to be mindful of the time and respectful of the time, but it was fascinating talking with you, really. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.